Hi, Jenny Rumroll. Hello, I'm only saying that for Ben when he cuts up the clips from Fad. So sorry to make it too official, Jenny. So Jenny, basically, this is your second presentation. This is just to tune in, catch up from last time, just see if there's been any sort of changes, any hiccups, any barriers that we can help you with. Otherwise, this is just kind of the last kind of chat before you then go and consolidate and write your proposal.
Yeah.
So do you want to, just for Chantelle's sake as well, and for aged memories, just quickly recap on what you were doing and what your specialism is and where you're sort of heading?
So I was looking at doing some 3D modelling or animation, like digital 3D modelling, because it links to the games art.
Mm-hmm.
Course that I want to do, and I was looking at doing like a fantasy route. Last time we spoke, I was trying to decide sort of what direction specifically within that
mm-hmm.
I wanted to go down, because it's quite a broad
mm-hmm.
subject.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've decided I want to go down a route that's looking more into cyberpunk, because like the digital aspect of that kind of links in with the specialism.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite often it's looks at a lot of sort of views to do with classism and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think I could link it into that quite well.
That would be great. I think that's a really interesting angle to bring in, definitely. So it's not so superficial.
Mm.
Because the challenge you've got with this is just that people that are naturally sort of digital art, fantasy and that, often trip into things like cyberpunk or steampunk, or you know, they go into these sort of areas, which is absolutely fine, but it's about keeping it Jenny original.
Mm.
So I think bringing in an ethical, really,
yeah, I think like having
highlighting the differences in class or things like that would be a good angle.
Yeah.
Have you got any stuff you can show us?
I have some things I've been doing recently. Yeah.
So as far as I know, Jenny, as well, this is going to be an animation.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be doing
okay,
an animation.
Okay,
yeah.
Or what? If not an animation, a series of stills from a animation? Or
if not an
animation,
it'll be like some digital paintings and like maybe some 3D printed
digital
models.
Got you.
We had a student a number of years ago who went on to do game design, and she produced that big cutout that's next to your studio.
Oh,
it's attached to the doorway.
Oh, yeah.
As
I think
part
I know
of her final exhibition. And she produced like sort of storyboards of particular characters for an imaginary game.
Yeah.
So she basically produced all of the kind of visuals for a hypothetical game of the future.
Yeah.
So she designed the characters, she made that big cutout, like it was like going in a convention.
Yeah.
You know,
like a meet and greet.
Yeah, sort of like, you know, what you would see at Comic-Con or whatever.
Yeah.
So it might just be worth considering kind of like what end products you are hoping to produce at this point.
Because I think if you don't do an animation, then you really need to sort of think about, you know, your, not quite how your show's going to look specifically yet, but have a vague idea of a thinking, right, okay, if somebody's walking past my stand, my stall, how do I make a non-animation that is potentially an animation, a visual,
like what's
you know, an exciting thing. What we really want to avoid is the last 2 weeks or the last week just printing off gloss
A4
images and wall stapling them all up in a row.
Yeah.
You know, just because I feel that we've had students that have done that, which has been sad, because the work they've put into the actual digital creations, they just haven't given themselves enough time for the presentation of it.
Yeah.
So it ends up being then really like flat and unthought about, which unfortunately then dilutes the actual work and theme that they've put in. So, you know, definitely give that some consideration of time management as well.
Yeah.
You do get points for the presentation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At each stage of your project, and certainly the final exhibition is kind of like the cherry on top of the cake. So, you know, really consider kind of what you think you might want to have in there.
Well, I think that's really exciting to have some 3D elements on planets with some 2D elements, you know, and even like some small, you know, a mixture of multimedia.
Yeah.
I think that's good. Do you feel confident with that?
Yeah, I think I'll be able to.
So can I have a look at
what
you've been doing?
Sure. Hang on, wait. this one's in the wrong folder. yeah, I mean, that's sort of most recent, like, painting thing I've done, but I've also been just looking at different, like, ways to design the sort of mechanical parts of it, and just sort of exploring different things within that.
So when you're doing your digital art, do you specifically do any parts where you use specific influence and do like an almost like infuse that influence in?
Yeah, I tend to have loads of references up and I'll sort of save them in different folders.
That's great.
Where are you getting your references from?
Quite often Pinterest.
Okay. Have you visited any sites or like, have you been anywhere in reality where you've seen like Victoriana kind of stuff?
No, not really.
No.
No.
This is potentially a big gap in your work. If you can, I appreciate you probably have a job or something outside of here, but find some time to maybe go down to the Jersey Museum, to the Merchant's House. Even looking at the wallpapers, the environments of the Merchant's House, if you're talking about sort of like this whole punky kind of Victoriana kind of aesthetic, maybe going and drawing some of the objects that are there to back up why you've chosen to do that.
And you didn't get any of that kind of imagery in London?
I probably have like a little bit
say,
from London.
Go
yeah,
back
outside
re-edit.
Of London, I meant.
Because what
really.
Happens is everyone like London.
Yeah.
They focus on a particular area and then they realise that idea doesn't go and then they're like, oh, I'm going to suddenly forget to go back and re-edit their photos, because what they've probably done is actually brought in those other lesser themes in as well, because you're naturally just doing that. You know, like just because we were in the Victoria and Albert, you know, we're into these sort of Victorian, you know, places that are showing a lot of Victorian work and buildings and...
Yeah.
You know, so you should have it all there.
Right, I'll
like even going to like the fancy dress shops and looking at sort of steampunk costumes and accessories and stuff.
Punk.
It's cyber.
Or cyber,
There are a couple.
I don't know
books
the difference.
In the library about that downstairs.
What about steam or cyber?
I've definitely seen steampunk, but there might be something else. It might be worth having a quick look.
Yeah, I'll have a look.
This is sort of a backtrack here, Jenny, as well, but you know, just because I know that we're aiming for a sort of distinction grade with you, so you know, for me, I would rather that you cover a lot of bases. So it would be good to actually have researched where kind of steampunk came, where it originated, because it's
all cyberpunk,
and cyberpunk, and these different kind of movements that have been born of clashing different other movements, and just seeing where they begin, you know, like a timeline, even in a sketchbook or. Just so we've got that visual idea of like, and why it appeals to you, what it is, and there's lots of films like Tank Girl, isn't there? That's like that was cyberpunk from back in the day. I think his name's Jamie King or Jamie.
Yeah.
I've forgotten who the illustrator is. He did Tank Girl and
he did
like
the Gorillaz.
Yeah, Gorillaz.
Well.
Yeah,
he did
yeah.
all the artwork for the Gorillaz, like sort of dystopian, sort of futuristic, you know, animated and illustrated. Sort of.
Yeah, I mean, dare I say it, but if it is cyberpunk, it's obviously all the manga stuff, like Ghost in the Shell and all that. And also maybe looking at sort of like AI kind of like films, documentaries, you know, kind of like, you know, how this came into a consciousness, you know, of like this sort of like human mechanical sort of like crossover sort of futuristic, like obviously the Terminator,
Blade Runner,
sort of cultural influence,
Blade Runner, Tron,
all of that sort of stuff is the wider contextual stuff that's going to really justify.
Well, I think you've got a really lovely idea of doing this as a fancy, get some humans in vague outfits, costumes, photograph, convert, as an activity, you know, because. I know from our point of view, we love seeing where it's been born and how it's moved forward, and it isn't just an image off the internet or Pinterest, or you know, there's just that little bit of extra effort in, you know, capturing the right material.
Yeah.
You know, so that would be lovely.
They do have fancy dress boxes at the museum that you could could dress your friend up in if you take someone with you.
I know we're so biff. I know we're being really
nasty. It's actually quite
like,
fun.
Like, I know we'd enjoy it, and I know like I could just sort of see you like, oh god, my tutors are making me like you and some of your friends like sort of perfunctory, like putting on some Victorian tights. Like, I don't know why we're doing this, but believe me, if you've got this in your sketchbook and that, and then it's printed and you're drawing and you're digitalising
it,
and then you're adding, you know, because it makes it more original.
Yeah.
You know. And again, with that ethical stuff, that's where you could maybe bring it with more of a Jersey context. Like, you could actually say something about Jersey's class system.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in
or
with
like
this.
The Jersey of the future.
Yeah.
Is it cyberpunk? Sorry, did I get that?
Yeah,
one?
Cyberpunk.
So if you're imagining Jersey in the future and what that kind of looked like within this sort of cyberpunk kind of realm with the whole class systems and all that, maybe, I don't know if you consider sort of building kind of like a bit of a world kind of idea.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe as a starting point, and then you can pull out key components maybe to develop.
Yeah.
Maybe you just build characters of like, well, who's at the top of the pyramid and who's at the bottom in terms of sort of a cyberpunk aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But be ambitious.
Okay.
And be brash, Jenny, because you have got a lot of talent and a lot of skill, and you kind of hide it under a bushel a little bit, you know, which is absolutely fine. You know, there's no wrong or harm in being modest. But you've got the oats to really just show off a little bit and be a bit brasher and let things, you know, because sometimes by being more ambitious and brasher, your ideas will get bigger and brasher, and that's what we kind of want from you. I think you still play a little bit safe.
Yeah, okay.
You stay with your strengths, and you've got more than the ability to take risks. You know, any risks you take are still going to feed in and look good.
All right, yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So I can assure you that. But, no, that's pretty much it. I just need your... So now, after all of this conversation, take all of this, sit down, do some writing, re-listen to this.
Yeah.
And then amend your proposal.
Yeah.
So that we've got now, right, this is what I'm doing, how I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, and then we can initiate that literally from Monday. So
one last thing, did you go to the Funland thing that happened over the Easter holidays by any chance? In the Weybridge, they set up like...
digital.
It used
old,
to be an actual
yeah.
place, like an arcade gaming place in Jersey, but an entrepreneur or chap over here set up like an installation in the Weybridge. Did you see anything about that? No, I didn't get to. Does the arcade place still exist?
Yes.
I think so.
The waterfront?
Yeah.
Maybe just go there, take a picture of like the games and the machines
and
the environment.
Like slow shutter speeds.
Yeah.
You know, like get in, it's the noise, it's the light, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can create atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to almost fill in those gaps that you've missed in London with Jersey Gap. You know, like splicing some DNA from Jersey and then just start making.
Yeah.
But if you are doing an animation, then you don't have to really then go mad into this thingy. Just think, if you are doing an animation, think about it being slick in the presentation of how an animation would look.
Yeah.
Whether it's a projection on a screen, on a tiny screen, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Make those decisions as well.
Okay.
Well, love. Slow it up now. Thank you.
Thank you.